Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again.
It's Christmas!
Christmas 1988 was the best Christmas that ever there was.
What a lovely year. 88, two fat ladies.
Mate, this is prime me. Do you know what I mean? It's prime me. I say every year I might have got, this is the year I might have got my bike.
Oh, yeah.
But this is the year I might have got them footy boots as well.
Oh, yeah. What a fantastic year 88 was. Was this the year you said was your optimal year, where everything made sense?
No, that's 84, when everything just clicked into place and I started to become aware of like films and shit and music and that. Yeah, but 88 is when I'm strutting my funky stuff as as a 14-year-old, I think I was, wasn't I? Something like that. So ways to contact the show, it's christmaspodcast@gmail.com. On X, it's Christmas Pod. On Instagram, it's Christmas Podcast, we think. Might have an underscore in it. This Christmas 88 was a shindy. A shindy. So you've got Christmas Eve, Saturday. You've got Boxing Day on the Monday. So you would have got an extra bank holiday on the Tuesday. Yeah. So,
but like you pointed out last time, it was a Sunday. You miss out on a roast.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
you get a roast, but you don't get two roasts that week. You just get the one.
Exactly. That's fucking weird. Yeah, you're always. How many roasts have we lost over the years? Then,
oh,
do you know what I mean?
We're owed all these roasts. Need a roast dinner.
Oh, if I knew Kerry wouldn't say no, I'd cook you the roast dinner on Saturday. So it was a nice long weekend with a bank holiday Monday and a bigger than normal Sunday roast. The one time of the year everyone buys a turkey. Yep. You wrote that? Did you write that?
No.
Oh, I don't know where I got that from then. That's weird.
I'm not looking
snow. It didn't snow. There was no snow Christmas 88. So again, I've got some news. I know you did your news. 3rd of January, we talked about the rat on the last show.
Yeah.
Margaret Thatcher becomes the longest serving UK Prime Minister this century. At this point in the 3rd of January, she was 8 years and 244 days in power. So obviously we had another fucking 3 years of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think.
She had a grip on the country, didn't she?
Yeah. 5th of January, Rowan Atkinson launches Comic Relief.
Oh.
Yeah. That was 88. The 3rd of February, nurses throughout the UK strike for higher pay and more funding for the National Health Service.
Oh, they're fucking grabbing bastards. How dare they want more money?
Selfish nurses.
God. What do you want us to do? Go on the doorstep and bang some fucking pots for you?
You bastards. It's a tale. It's just like we're on repeat, isn't it? Yeah. We're on the greatest hits. We're living the greatest hits now of the 80s.
It's all going full cycle.
Yeah, and it's always the Tories. 4th of February, nearly 7,000 workers go on strike in Britain, paralysing the nation's seaports. The 5th of February, the first Red Nose Day was actually on telly that day, raised £15 million for charity.
Nice. So everyone's on strike, skints, but they still managed to get £15 million for charity.
Yeah, which... All these things boil my piss because you've got multimillionaires on telly
Yeah.
Giving up their free time.
Oh, I'm doing this for free, don't you know? Well, fucking give £1 million out your fucking bank account, my bed.
Exactly. And if 15 of yous all just did that.
Yeah.
The 15th of April, oh no, the 11th of March, the Bank of England £1 note ceased to be legal tender.
Whoa, that was 88.
88. Oh, I thought
it was well later than that.
Well, they were probably gone.
But, yeah, yeah.
You know, you probably didn't, but there might have been people who had them in their saving jars and that. So, because the pound coin come in what was it, something like 82 or something? I'm sure we've mentioned that in news. Yeah. It was a good while.
True, yeah. You can still take it to the bank, just not the shops.
15th of April, a comedian and actor Kenneth Williams, 62, dies of an overdose of barbiturates in his flat in London.
Oh, yeah.
Overdosed? I didn't realise that.
Oh. that must be Kenneth Williams' impression.
What an impression.
Oh, matron.
Yeah, look, they say there's no money, but on the 21st of April, the government announces that nurses will receive a 15% pay rise at the cost of £794 million. Which will be funded by the Treasury.
But then paid back when they put your fucking tax rates up.
And it's not like they're not getting most of it back anyway, that the nurses would be paying in tax.
Exactly, yeah.
This is the whole fucking fallacy about pay rises. Yeah. Bullshit. 7th of May, the proposed poll tax, referred to by the government as the community charge, the poll tax, which is expected to come into force next year, will see the average house rise in value by 20%, according to a study. 13th of September, Royal Mail managers and Union of Communication Workers representatives agree a settlement to end the postal workers' strike. It's like I'm reading from 2023.
Yeah. Can we read from fucking today's paper?
3rd of December, Health Minister Edwina Curry, a shit scouser, a Tory scouser, provokes outrage by stating that most of Britain's egg production is infected with the Salmonella bacteria, causing an immediate nationwide decrease in egg sales.
Yeah, I remember that. But yeah, she was on all the morning programs when she was getting grilled
and poached, and a few got scrambled.
I'll pitch them up, you bat them.
Somber now. 12th of December, 35 people were killed in the Clapham rail disaster, Clapham Junction. Yeah,
bless their souls.
This is another dark one. 21st of December, Pan Am flight 103 explodes over the town of Lockerbie, killing 270 people, 11 on the ground, and all the 259 people who were on board. Fucking, I remember that.
Yeah.
Just remember, the footage of the cockpit,
that's right,
sideways on the field. But imagine being one of the 11 people on the ground. I mean, it would have been instantaneous. It's still horrific. You know, dying on it. I fucking hate flying, because what a horrible way to go. You must know you're dying.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But you just go, I'll just take the dog out for a walk, and then a fucking engine just lands on you. Fucking grim. Right, so I am up to me. I'm doing movies this time.
Yep, boom.
But I might.
I bet there's some classics in here.
Yeah, because my music is right at the end, so I'm going to scroll through actually, and I'm going to do the music next, so that it's more in the middle, so that you know. Right. Okay, so
your music.
There's the single.
Okay, now you've done a lot of telly, haven't you? Right, it's okay.
Yeah. I'll scan through the telly. Right, so I'll do the albums first.
Yup.
Number 10. Introspective, Pet Shop Boys.
Oh, hold on. Where am I on there? I'm on singles. Yeah, go on.
I had some Pet Shop Boy albums on tape back in the day. I loved the Pet Shop Boys.
Well,
but I can't remember what's on that one.
Domino Dancing. It's a weird one. I think there's only about five or six. This is actually the first ever CD I bought.
Wow.
You know what my albums are? I've spoken that many times, but this was the actual first ever CD I bought because
no way.
I was working in Tesco Butchers in Heswell.
Da-da-da-da.
And on my break, I went to Rumbelows, which was on the block of shops next to us. Rumbelows, remember that, people? The Rumbelows.
Yeah.
And I went in, and I was looking at the CD players. And I said, but I haven't got a... I bought a CD player, and I thought, well, I haven't got any CDs. And he goes, we've got a selection of CDs over there. So I had luck, and the only one worth having was the Pet Shop Boys. So I bought them as well.
What was on it then? Domino Dancing.
All day.
God, I can't remember what else was on it. Like I say, there was only about six songs on it.
It's a Sin, maybe. Maybe. Always on my mind.
You are always on my mind.
Christmas number one from 87, I think, wasn't it?
Intro.
Oh, I'd love to sing that.
Right. Left. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. So left to my own devices.
Oh, left to my own devices, I probably would.
I want a dog.
So do I.
Domino Dancing, I'm Not Scared, Always on My Mind, and It's All Right.
Oh, okay, yeah, that'd be a good album, that. Number 9, The Ultimate Collection, Brian Ferry and Roxy Music.
Okay.
Number 8, The Greatest Hits Collection of Bananarama. Number 7, a classic, Money for Nothing, Dire Straits.
Yeah.
Number 6.
I've got this all day.
Yeah, samesies. Number 6, The Hits Album, Various Artists.
Mm-hmm.
Scrolling down. Number 5. The Greatest Hits of Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Nyom, nyom, nyom. Number 4, I've emptied me innards to this one many a time. Kylie by Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
I should be so lucky, 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 lucky. Number 3, the Premier Collection, Various Artists. That famous music collection that never carried on.
Yeah.
The Pandemic Collection 1. Now that's what I call music 13.
Yeah. Went from strength to strength, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then number 1 in the album charts. And I'd be interested to see that if this is a greatest hits collection or if this was the Stock Aitken Waterman. People look at me in disbelief when I say Cliff Richard was on Stock Aitken Waterman.
Yeah.
But he was number 1 in the album charts with Private Collection.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not a fan of Cliff in any way, shape or form.
I'm afraid I'm with you on that one.
But he was with Stock Aitken Waterman.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't surprise me.
They were signing people left, right, and centre, weren't they?
And that's the thing for me. Like, you just wonder, like, if the Beatles or John Lennon, like, do you know what I mean? Because John Lennon didn't have a recording contract until he went back and did the album that he did and got murdered for with but he might have been signed by Stock Aitken Waterman.
Well, that's it. You'd like to think he'd be too cool for it, but you just don't know, do you?
No.
So, even a checkbook in his face.
As I get into my tuxedo, ready to give you a song. Number 10, we've got Downtown 88 by Petula Clark. It's probably Stock Aitken Waterman. Angel of Harlem You too.
Absolutely love it. I bought their album.
Well, last week I listened to some U2 albums for the first time in my life.
Have you listened to this one? Rattling Home.
I think so.
Do it.
I think I've done it. I think I did it. Can't even remember what I want to listen to. Where the Streets Have No Name.
Helter Skelter's on it. Helter Skelter's the first song.
Oh, no, I haven't heard that one then. I'll listen to it, though, because I want to listen to the other one. Two Hearts by Phil Collins.
Yeah. Got a soft
Two
spot for Phil.
Hearts. Yeah, have you seen him now?
Yeah. You can't looks say... Like, can't hold
looks
his
like me
drumstick now, can he?
He can't fucking hold his own dick, mate.
Yeah, when he does a tour now, his son does the drums, doesn't he?
I don't think he can fucking wipe his own ass anymore. Have you literally seen him recently?
Is he still? I know he got with a young girl, didn't he? Married a young girl, and she was basically just fucking nursemaid.
Yeah, well, fucking hell, he's old. Burning and Bridges, On and Off and On Again by Status Quo. Never heard it.
No, they've only done one good song.
Pigeons. Pigeons. Yeah.
Yeah.
Slash. So it's a double A side. Silent Night by the Brothers.
Oasis.
Yeah. So I've got no idea what that is. I vaguely remember them singing Silent Night, but I wouldn't know what the fuck Pigeons are.
No. Pigeons.
Oh, sorry.
Song.
Sorry. Cat Amongst the Pigeons.
Oh, Cat Amongst. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, Cat Amongst the Pigeons. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah. Well, they probably just wanted to release that, didn't they? And they said, "Well, yeah. how do we get it to Christmas number one? I know. Let's sing a Silent Night song as well."
Yeah. Number five, Good Life by Inner City.
Oh yeah, I like that. I had that album actually. Good life, good life, good life, good life in
oh,
a good
no,
life.
That's just triggered something in your brain and you'll have bought it in 20 minutes. Suddenly by Angry Anderson.
Oh yeah, Kylie Minogue wedding song.
Was it?
Yeah, it was the Neighbours wedding song.
No way, that's why it's there then. They must have got, oh yeah. Crackers International by Erasure.
Yeah, never heard of that one.
No. Especially for you. Jason and Kylie,
yeah,
or Kylie and Jason, they were having it off for the time, weren't they?
They must have been.
They did have it off.
They must have.
Oh my lord!
They've always denied it, but yeah, he's definitely got his
lordy,
big
quest. Lordy. And then come and join me, mate.
I'm looking forward to this.
I'm gonna get on the stage and I'm gonna give you the little song.
Let me just get comfortable.
The child is a king, the carolers sing. The old is past, there's a new beginning. Dreams of Santa, dreams of snow. Fingers numb, our faces aglow. It's Christmas time, mistletoe and wine. Children singing Christian rhyme, with logs on the fire and gifts on the tree. A time to rejoice in the good that we see. A time for living, a time for believing, a time for trusting, not deceiving. Love and laughter and joy ever after. All's for the taking, just follow the master. Christmas time, mistletoe and wine. Children singing Christian rhyme. With logs on the fire and gifts on the tree. A time to rejoice in the good that we see. Silent night, holy night. for giving, a time for getting, a time for giving and forgetting. Christmas is love, Christmas is peace, a time for hating and fighting to cease. Christmas time, mistletoe and wine, children singing Christian light, with logs on fire and gifts on the tree. A time to rejoice in the good that we see. Christmas time, mistletoe and wine, children singing Christian light, with logs on fire and gifts on the tree. A time to rejoice in the good that we see. Christmas time, children singing Christian light, with logs on fire and gifts on the tree. A time to rejoice in the good that we see. Silent night, holy night.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's brought a tear to me, eye.
Yeah, fucking Japs,
eye. That was beautiful.
Do you know what, mate? It's a pure Christmas song, isn't it?
Yeah. Of all Cliff's Christmas songs, that's probably the one I could listen to.
Although Saviour's Day...
vomiting my mouth.
Yeah, because we did do 1997 or something twice, didn't we? And that was the Cliff Richard number one, where he was number one. I quite like Saviour's Day as well, for in a perverse, fucking weird way. But yeah. Anyway. Right, I'll crack on. I hope you enjoyed that, people.
Well done, mate. It was good. I like that.
Thanks, mate. the top movies of 88. Oh. Here's the top 10 movies of 88. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry. Obviously there's been so many more...
I've fucking busted me load straight away. I've just went in balls deep, haven't I? That was number one, bastard. Number 10.
I'll pretend I never heard, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah, yeah. Number 10, The Living Daylights. Timothy Dalton. Oh, aha.
Aha, yeah.
I went to the pictures with Stuart Holland to see that in a double bill. I think it was a Police Academy film as well, maybe. The Jungle Book, the Disney film.
Oh.
Being re-released, I presume. Okay. The Last Emperor, never seen it.
Oh, yeah. That was, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I've seen that. That was a big, massive budget film.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Wasn't it? It wasn't a can of Coke dancing it or something.
Yeah. Yeah, because yeah. It's about going to the West, isn't it? About the Western going over. Influencing on them.
Yeah, I've never seen it, never will. No, I'm not watching it. I'm just not watching it.
I don't blame you.
Good Morning Vietnam.
Oh my God. Now, funnily enough, because we are now vinyl collectors, I might get this soundtrack.
Don't get this soundtrack, mate.
Oh, what a soundtrack, though.
Just listen to it on Apple Music.
Yeah,
don't get that soundtrack.
Well, if I find it for a fiver, I'll get it.
I listened to that vinyl record podcast that I sent to you.
Yeah.
Well, it was definitely... sorry. Oh. And we need to go into charity shops because of what he was saying.
Oh, I've tried. Our local Bernardo's, and it's just all fucking Mario Lanza and opera.
Brass bands.
Yeah.
Number 6, Coming to America.
That's Eddie Murphy in it, yeah.
Yeah, classic.
Doesn't he play multiple roles in that?
Yeah, he does, yeah. I always remember him in the bath, and then this beautiful stunning model comes up and she goes, "The royal penis is clean." just washed his dick.
Nice.
Number five, Three Men and a Baby. Hate that film.
Oh, I love it.
I hate it.
No,
number four, one of the worst films that have ever been made, and it's beloved, and I don't know why, A Fish Called Wanda.
Well, it's loved because it's Jamie Lee Curtis is getting the bapsos.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. Hold on, am I getting them mixed up? Yeah, I'm sure she does.
Oh, I might give that a go then. I just remember Michael Palin, who I adore, plays a fellow with a speech impediment, I think. He's got a stutter or something.
Yeah.
Something happens with a fish tank.
Yeah, whenever he gets stressed, he stutters.
Yeah. Number three, Crocodile Dundee 2. Paul Hogan, he's still knocking about.
Yeah, Mr. Leatherface.
Yeah, I'd never watched it. There's not a film that has come out now. Do you know, out of all the films I've mentioned so far, the only one I'd probably watch again is The Living Daylights. I wouldn't thank you for any of these. And Fatal Attraction, never seen it. Never will.
Fatal Attraction, I went with Shelley and her mate.
Did you?
To watch that. Yeah.
Oh,
I hadn't long been dating Shelley.
So beating I said, the horses.
Let's go to the cinema. I said, well, all right, but can Julia come? So I ended up going with Two Birds.
And you said, she will before the fucking credits.
It was a bit uncomfortable watching it because it's fairly saucy, isn't it? Yeah.
I don't know. I've heard it is, but I've never seen it. And I never will.
Oh, you've not? Whoa, I missed that bit. You've never seen it?
No.
You've got to watch that. It is a boss film. It's a psychological thriller. It's boss. It is. You've got to watch it. It's one you can watch with Kerry. Has Kerry seen it?
No. She doesn't watch pervy films.
It's not. She's not thingy. It's not Shad and Stone.
She's my wife.
I can't remember the name. It's thingy, innit? Oh, what's his name? Douglas.
Michael Douglas, Glenn Close. Yeah. Who Framed Roger Rabbit, number one. That was our number one film. I went to the local cinema in McGull several times to watch this film because by this point I was working in my granddad's shop and the fella who ran it would come in for change every day off my granddad and he would leave a load of tickets in return. Me and my mates could go and we watched this. It's weird. We watched this, Gremlins 2, which I think was 89, and Moonwalker.
All right, okay.
We watched that loads of times, which is weird when you think about it.
Well, this Who Framed Roger Rabbit, was this the first time where there was animation and live action together? Is this the first dipping of toe?
No.
Apart from Zippity-Doo-Dah, oh no, because there was loads, wasn't there?
Yeah,
there was Mary Poppins and all that. Yeah, of course.
But this was the first time in a while, I think. That's why it was so big, because it hadn't been done for a while.
Yeah.
And
everyone fancied Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, still do. BBC One, Christmas Eve. I hope these are the right way around. 2 p.m., Tom and Jerry, The Night Before Christmas. I love Tom and Jerry. 10 past 2, Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
And I love Mary Poppins too, but I've never seen it since I went to pictures.
Well, do you know, last week, I've watched Chitty Chitty Bang Bang twice. Because they've been on two different channels.
It's weirdo.
I know. Because I enjoyed the first, I watched it again.
You're weird. Tiger on the Tiles. Why does your cat like being... Why does your pussy like being stroked? Why does it rub itself against you?
What the fuck
why does your it? Why does your pussy bring back dead mice?
Oh.
And why do they spend so much time grooming themselves?
What is it about tampons?
Yeah. 5 past 5, Bob's Christmas Full House. Bob Monkhouse joined Bob for a seasonal edition of the popular game show. This year, four contestants, four prizes, and cash to be donated to their selected charities. Boo. 5:45, Santa Claus the Movie from 85.
Love it.
it's a premiere, Dudley Moore. It hasn't stood up to the test of time, though. We watched it recently, like in the last 3 years. It's very 80s.
Yeah, yeah. Still a favourite, though. I still watch it. Still probably in my top, definitely in my top 10 of Christmas movies.
Yeah, me well, yeah. Yeah, but it's very 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
Big McDonald's advert in the middle of it, which is glaring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
7:30, hello, hello. A new, bold, daring, crack-brain plan to get the British airmen back to England is hatched by Michelle and Crabtree, the colonel. And Lieutenant Gruber plant the hot Gestapo money on Captain Bertone and snitch on him to Herflick. Could they get away with hello, hello now?
I think anything poking fun of the Nazis is fair play, innit?
We're literally fucking living with Nazis. 8 p.m. last of the summer wine, a special Christmas edition. I mean, I love Last of the Summer Wine.
Yeah.
And it was literally on the telly for about 30 years.
Yeah, I always wanted Peter Sallis to be my granddad.
Oh, I loved it so much. I love it so much. 9:10, Jagged Edge, 1985, Jeff Bridges and Glenn Close. Mm-hmm. Second time she's been mentioned tonight. Premiere. 10:55, Christmas Eve with Val Dunican. That's me, Val Dunican.
Tell you a story.
I want to tell you a story. Special guests, Elaine Page, Gordon Kay, and Brian. Gordon Kay and Brian Kay. What? Who's Brian Kay?
Don't know. What?
I wonder if that's Brian May.
Gordon Kay is he? Hello, hello. Is that Gordon Kay?
Oh, it might be.
Yeah.
11:35. I do love these. The First Communion at Christmas from Coventry Cathedral. Movie classics. 12:35. The Searchers.
Oh, big John Wayne.
Never seen it. Never will.
Yeah. I'm not going to force you to watch that one.
Okay. 6:55 Christmas Day. Simon Parkin and Andy Crane on Now It's Christmas. Andy Crane.
Andy Crane from the Broom Cupboard.
Bobby the Banana and Ed the Duck. Sure that he had them.
Ed the Duck, he was definitely, yeah.
Yeah. With the Christmas toy. Now, I think the Christmas toy was a puppet version of Toy Story.
Okay.
I think. And it's never resurfaced. I'm sure that's it. Because I vividly remember this thing where they were all toys and it was puppets. And if you got seen out of place, like you died, the toy died.
Ooh.
Yeah. So if the kids walked in and seen like the teddy bear had moved or whatever, he died. I'm sure. I don't know if I've dreamt that.
Doesn't ring any bells with me.
7:45, the Christmas raccoons.
Okay.
Do you remember the raccoon show?
No.
Yeah, you do. It's the theme tune that played out Ego for years. No, not Ego. One of my podcasts.
Oh, I don't listen to your shit.
I know. I can't remember which one it was. 8:10, the Nativity play. I'm just scanning through. 10:00, Christmas worship from Paisley Abbey. And then 11:00, Christmas morning with Noel.
Oh, 11 a.m. Come on, Noel.
I would love to come on, Noel. Oh. And then 5 past 12, it's a charity knockout.
Oh, my God. Have you not been on YouTube to see if that's on there?
No, I haven't. From Walt Disney World Resort. 1:00, EastEnders. 2:00, Top of the Pops Christmas Show. 3:00, The Queen. 3:10, Back to the Future Premiere, 1985.
Wow. What a Christmas they had.
Yeah.
Seeing Back to the Future for the first time on the telly.
Exactly. 5 past 5, Only Fools and Horses. Doesn't say which one it is, but I'm sure you would know. It, to me, this is going to be one where they're going on the boat to France or something, and the bus burns down or something. 6:30, A Christmas Celebration, a Songs of Praise special, hosted by Cliff Richard and Sally Magnuson.
Yes.
7:15.
The Catholic Karaoke.
Bread. Gotta get up, gotta get out.
I've just bought his single.
Oh my god.
What was his name? Peter Howarth.
Yeah, I had that. Kenny, I had that 12-inch.
Bride of Liverpool.
Yeah, I had it. 8:30, the Russ Abbott Christmas show.
Oh, I loved it.
9:20, film Silverado, 1985.
Kevin Kline.
Premiere. 11:30, The Gospel According to St. Michael. 11:40, Matthew. 11:40, Broadway Musicals, Carousel, 1956.
Good film, that Carousel, actually. That's where You'll Never Walk Alone's from.
Well, fuck my arse.
I'd rather not.
I must have known that, but I forgot it. On to ITV. 1:05 in the afternoon, Christmas Eve.
Oh, my God.
Saint and Greavesy. Especially extended Christmas edition.
Yeah. Now, probably about 3 or 4 months ago, I dipped my toe into looking for Saint and Greavesy stuff for some reason. And they were hilarious. There's loads of stuff on YouTube. Greavesy went to America and he was interviewing Mike Tyson before the Bruno fight. Oh my God, it's hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
Greavesy used to make the funnies and Saint just used to fucking crease up, didn't he?
He was a straight guy, wasn't he? But he couldn't. Yeah. He just kept fucking creasing up, yeah.
Just laughing. Winnie the Pooh and the Honey Tree, 1966. Film The Ugly Dachshund, 1966. 4:05, Christmas Eve. 3, 2, 1, Christmas Special.
Hardest Ted on the telly.
Ted Rogers, Christopher Biggins, Jeff Capes, Suzanne Mizzi, Linda Nolan, and Maria Whittaker. What was Maria Whittaker famous? She was a model, wasn't she?
I'm sure Suzanne Mizzi and Maria Whittaker are both Page Three models from the Sun.
Page Three models. Yeah.
Ted Rogers. I think we should get these two girls on.
Yeah. Get Gary Glitter on as well. 5:15. The Cannonball Show.
Oh, yeah.
With Dennis Waterman, Kim Wilde, Chris DeBay, Brother Beyond.
Look who else.
And Linda Lasardi.
They're all at it. Let's get these fucking Page Three models on.
That's weird. I wonder who's on Bobby in Wonderland.
Bobby Davro and fucking Sam Fox.
Bobby Davro and Dave Lee and Bernie Winters. What was Bernie Winters? Did he have the dog?
Snorbitz, the big fucking Bernard.
8:05, Sherlock Holmes, The Sign of the Four, 1983 premiere. Ian Richardson and David Healy. Never seen it, never will. 5:10, No Sex, Please, We're British. Wow. 1973.
That's one of them films I've seen, and it's got loads of stars in, but I've never seen it. I've always thought I'll have to watch that. Same as, what's the war one with John Lennon in?
How I Won the War.
Yeah, that's another one I keep meaning to watch when I haven't got around to it.
It's on streaming services, that. Starring Ronnie Corbett and Beryl Reed.
Oh, little Beryl's back.
And little Ronnie. Little Brian across the road. 11:45, Midnight Mass from St. John's, a Roman Catholic Church, Banbury, Oxon. There you go. Right. Oh, no, there. Right. 8:30, Christmas Day morning, Black Beauty. do the theme tune or I'll slap you.
Do do do.
What was that? I can't remember. I know. I can see the horse running.
I was doing Last of the Summer Wine.
Right, 9:25, Motormouth on Christmas Day with Andrea Arnold, Julian Baratine, Neil Buchanan. Neil
Buchanan, he was the one that did number 73 and Art Sachs.
He was a scouser, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Isn't he? So this is like the 80s Tiz Was, isn't it, basically, on Christmas morning. But it's not Tiz Was. 10:05, The Little Troll Prince, 1987. 11 o'clock, Christmas Morning Worship from St. John's Church, Lemsford, Herefordshire. 12 o'clock, Disney A Christmas Moving Day. 12:15, The Great British Pop Machine with French and Saunders celebrating the booming success of British pop music. I mean, this is like 1988 is where record sales are nosediving at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
You can get to number one with like 10,000 and stuff like that, can't you? Or maybe, I'm a bit dramatic, like, but you know what I mean. Let's have a look. 2:15. Bullseye Christmas Special, hosted by Jim Bowen, with Bob Anderson, Eric Bristow, Marty Kane, Les Dennis, Tony Green. Oh, Les Dennis is on his own by then, I think. I'm sure Dustin Cheese carked it. Denny Hodge, Bob Olness, Roy Walker, Jockey Wilson, and the Birmingham Cathedral Choir.
All of them.
Yeah. Now, the Queen is only on for 5 minutes on ITV because then it's Christmas Blind Date, hosted by Cilla Black. Surprise, surprise. A Christmas one.
I don't know why, but I fumbled on an episode of that the other day as well. And Amanda Holden, that's how she started. She was a contestant. No, Amanda
Shut
Holden.
The front door.
Yeah, she was a contestant on Blind Date.
No way.
Ah.
3:55 film The Empire Strikes Back. Oh, 1980 premiere. There you go. Premiere 1988. 6:05. Oh my God. Save the Children. I don't want to read who's on this because there's got to be a nonce in there somewhere. With Michael Crawford, some of the best loved Christmas music. Artists include Michael Ball, David Essex, Anita Harris, Bonnie Langford, hubba hubba, Julie McKenzie, Claire Moore, and Paul Nicholas. There was Elaine Page, Francis Ruffell, Lonnie Satin, and Colm Wilson.
Oh, no,
a nonce free. Phew, got away with it.
Oh, well, they haven't been found yet. Yeah. Also, David Essex.
7:45, 10 years of All Right on the Night. I adored these.
Yeah. Do you know what I used to love?
What?
When you went on holiday, go abroad, and you go in a pub, you're always there, weren't you? The tellies are always in the pubs, in English pubs, when you go to Greece or you go to Spain, and it's always showing all these clips, isn't it? All the things that have gone wrong All Right on the Night.
And they're not on the telly anymore, are they?
No. Just bring them back, because you can't tell me that people have stopped making mistakes.
But didn't he, he's obviously well dead, Dennis Norden, but didn't Reese,
Alexis
his name?
Sale?
No, he was on All Right, Rowan Atkinson, not the other fella, Reese, the other duo and the fat one died, Mel and Smith.
Griff Rhys Jones.
Didn't Griff Rhys Jones take over it, or have I dreamt that?
I wouldn't like to say. I don't recollect it.
10:25, One More Audience with Dame Edna.
Hello, possums.
And then 11:30, Christmas night at the movies, The Squeeze, 1977. Bit of a shit. ITV was a bit shit. The only thing there was Cannon and Ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So now, right, my toys are very, very meagre. I'm saving the footy to the end. Okay. So in 1988, Ghostbusters Proton Pack, 1999, would now be £52. The NES action set, 94 quid, now £250. Ghostbusters Fright Features, yeah, whatever. Airless Hockey, Play School Kitchen. You could get all that for £220 or £570 in this year's money.
Wow. Not an awful lot.
No. Thatcher's Britain. So, on to the footy scores.
Go on.
Do you want to guess them?
Yeah, go on.
Aston Villa QPR.
2-0 Villa.
2-1. Tottenham Luton.
Ooh, 3-0 Tottenham.
0-0. Everton Middlesbrough.
Everton wouldn't do a half decent team then.
2-1. Yeah, yeah. 2-1. Nailed it. Oop. Everton were champion. No. Yeah, no. We were champion 87-88, so we were defending champions, yeah. Man United, Nottingham Forest.
Ooh. 2-0.
2-0. United. Derby, Liverpool.
Oh. 0-1.
0-1. Smashed it.
Ooh.
Sheffield Wednesday, Newcastle.
1-1.
2-1 to Newcastle. All these teams now are very familiar. The majority of these teams are still in the Premier League.
Right.
When you look at it. Obviously, some of them aren't, but Charlton, Arsenal.
Arsenal. So, 0-2 Arsenal.
3-2 Arsenal. Southampton, Coventry.
1-0.
2-2. And then they've got Milton Keynes Dons. So that's obviously Wimbledon. Versus Millwall.
Oh, that's a battle, isn't it? But there's a few red cards in that.
Yeah.
No goals, a dirty 0-0.
A dirty 0-0. It was 1-0 to Wimbledon.
Ooh.
A dirty 1-0. Now, this season, this is 88, 89. So we know what happens in 89.
Yeah.
With Hillsborough and everything. So the bottom three relegated was Newcastle in the Premier League, West Ham in the Premier League, Middlesbrough not in the Premier League. Points of interest is Man United finished 11th.
Oh.
Yeah. I think this was New Year, maybe New Year's Day in 88. Didn't he lose on New Year's Day and he were in the relegation zone or something? And obviously, or was that the year he won the FA Cup and kept him in a job? I'm not sure. Points of interest, Everton finished 8th. Nottingham Forest finished 3rd. Liverpool finished 2nd on 76 points. And Arsenal won the league with the last kick of the season.
Yeah.
With also 76 points.
Michael Thomas, not bad.
Yeah. Now, there's a Christmas joke on here, which I don't know if you put it on. I can't remember putting it on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I put that on.
Okay.
I love that then.
It's a dark one, that, mate.
Shall I not say it? Is it too dark?
No, just fucking say it.
All right. So I go for it now then. I'm scared. It's a joke, people. Why does Santa name his Christmas tree Amy Winehouse?
Go on then.
Because he knows he's going to die and have loads of needles.
Oh, get help me. Oh, we might get an email about that one. Yeah. If you are going to email about it, send us a song. Why?
Go on.
Why did Santa consider moving his workshop to Liverpool?
Oh, don't know. Why did he consider moving his workshop to Liverpool?
Because he heard they have the best rap artists around.
Who's that, Sonia?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, right. Are we going to end this with a little sing song?
Yeah, let's go and take to the stage again. Oh,
we're getting good at the singing lach now, are we?
Yeah, we're going to surprise you with what the 2 years are going forward now. We're not going to tell yet because it's not that we're running out, but we could be here for 10 minutes drawing them out.
Spinning the wheel that we've already done.
Yeah,
1982, done it. 87, done it. 73, done it.
So we're just going to pick two varied ones, aren't we?
Yeah.
And there you go. So come on, let's get on stage. See you next month, folks.
Ta-da.
Come, they told me, pa-ra-pa-pa-pum, a newborn king to see, pa-ra-pa-pa-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-ra-pa-pa-pum, ra-pa-pa-pum, ra-pa-pa-pum. Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see. See the day of glory. See the day when men of God will live in peace. Live in peace again. Peace on earth. Can it be? Every child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care. Care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can. I pray, I wish, will come true for my child and your child too. He'll see the day of glory. See the day when men of God will live in peace. Live in peace again. Peace on earth. Can it be?
Me and my drum.
Can it be?
It's a pretty thing, isn't it?